Hello, my name is Ashish Sharma and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In this episode, we speak to one of the legends of US wrestling. Jim Scheer competed for his country in the Seoul Summer Olympics in 1988, finishing fifth, and was a world champion in 1986 and again in 1989. But if you think we're going to talk wrestling, then you're mistaken. These days, Jim is the CEO of World Lacrosse, the oldest sport in the USA. The roots of the game go way back to indigenous nations, being played by Native Americans bordering the USA and Canada. And I began my chat by asking Jim to tell me more about the history of the sport.
Originated in the 1600s by various indigenous tribes in Canada and the United States. The form that was transferred around the world and to Europe and was played in Canada, the closest to the form we now have, was originated by the Haudenosaunee people of the eastern seaboard of U.S. and Canada. And it's a unique legacy and tradition of the game that the Haudenosaunee tribe still has a team that participates at the elite level in world competition for lacrosse, and the traditions and legacy of the game that they gave to the world are still very much in the forefront of the people who play the game, you know, respecting the environment, respecting your opponents. And it's a really unique feature of the sport.
It also had a lot of significance towards their culture as well, which is also quite important in terms of, I suppose, knowing a little bit more about the different sort of communities that played the game.
Yeah, a major part of their culture, a major part of their way of life, renewal of spring and the children when they were born were given a lacrosse stick in their cradle. And every spring there was a big communal game, and a very major part of the upbringing of the people and how they perceive themselves and their relationship to the environment. So really interesting origins for the game of lacrosse, beyond just a game that was played for enjoyment, recreation. It was a major part of their religious and cultural significance as a people. So it's something that's kind of carried forth in the game today.
And looking at the sport as it's developed, it's played within the US collegiate system, which is a very important system. How popular is it? How important is it as a sport at that level?
It's incredibly important for the game in the United States. And it also helps fuel the game around the world because there are international players who come to play in the US, coaches who coach here, U.S. coaches that go coach overseas, and players that play around the world. And it really is kind of a major element of strength of the game in the United States. It's the sixth most popular collegiate sport in the U.S. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of players at that level. The men's championship at the NCAA level draws 40,000 spectators for the final game. And the women's are not far behind in terms of spectators and interest. So it's a huge facet of the game in the United States and kind of one of the building blocks that we use to grow the game around the world.
It's also a sport, from what I was reading, that has sort of different rules, and it's played in different conditions, circumstances. Of course, you've got men's lacrosse, you've got women's lacrosse. Can you explain a little bit about what those different formats of lacrosse are? Because it involves, different equipment as well.
Yeah, there are different formats, roughly similar in terms of two different major buckets, one being field lacrosse played outdoors on grass or artificial turf, and the other is box lacrosse, which is played indoors, roughly in the in a rink similar to a hockey rink, but on artificial turf. And those are kind of the two branches of the game we have. Within the field game, you know, the Premier Lacrosse League, as a professional league, has some unique wrinkles to their rules. The collegiate rules are slightly different than our rules. And so there's some slight differences, but the newest discipline we have has some significant rules differences, which is lacrosse sixes. And that's the discipline that we would utilize potentially if we're in the Olympic Games. And that's a much shorter, faster version of the existing field rules. Only eight minutes per quarter, 12 total players on the team, six players on the pitch at any one time. And so the game moves very, very quickly relative to the traditional field lacrosse, which are 15-minute quarters and a much longer game, more breakage in play. You know, if you look at three-on-three basketball, hockey fives, T20, and a lot of sports looking at alternative disciplines, of course, you have baseball fives as well. But we really did it for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, we want a format that is exciting and appeals to a new generation of potential viewers and is in tune with how young people consume entertainment today. And we really looked at it in that light. But also, additionally, it gives us the ability to grow the game more quickly around the world. So one of our challenges in a lot of places in the world is field access and the numbers of players to form a competitive league. And so sixes gives us a much more viable opportunity to do that. And we believe will stimulate growth, which we can then build on for the game in the future. But we really think it's a growth tool as well as an entertainment vehicle for the game.
And how would you assess the way you've been able to carry the sport out internationally and see it growing across the world? What have been, you know, the challenges that you've had to face in bringing it over?
Well, there obviously is any sport. You know, there's challenge for share of mind with young people. There's so many more options for activities today, not only in sports, but outside of sports. So just getting, you know, a share of mind with young people to get them to play the game. And then like any sport, it's field access, it's player access to get transportation, to get players to the fields. It's having an adequate number of coaches, an adequate number of officials when you have league play. But we think lacrosse is one of the most accessible games in the world for young people. You know, there are equipment, there are challenges with field sizes, but we think those things are minimal compared to some others in sport. And one of the things we think is tremendously true about lacrosse is once young people have an opportunity to play it, it sticks, and it's a game that you know, as lacrosse people say, there's magic in the stick, because young people get an opportunity to play it. They carry their sticks everywhere, and it really is a game that's very appealing. So we've grown, you know, since I've been here in the last 5 years, we've gone from 58 member nations now to 79. We're announcing our 79th in the next couple of weeks. And we have four new nations in Africa that we'll be announcing in the near future as well. So we'll be over 80 this year. So tremendous growth internationally, which is based on what we think the appeal of the game is, but certainly challenged like every sport with getting a share of mind and share of opportunity.
Yeah, that growth certainly has been reflected in the last year, where I think you had something like 8 or 9 new sort of nations joining. I was just very interested to see the wide variety of it, from Uruguay that just joined recently to countries like Rwanda in Africa, over to Indonesia in Asia. I mean, what does that begin to tell you about the way the sport is being received?
Well, we're growing. You know, we've had a specific focus to grow in Africa, working with the IOC. We have an Africa for All program. We now have 5 nations in Africa and a couple of new ones. South Africa and Rwanda, we'll be announcing 4 new nations there. So we'll have 9 members in Africa, which I think is phenomenal growth for a team sport in Africa. We just had 3 new nations in Asia join, Indonesia, Vietnam, and India, along with Uruguay and South America. So, it's growing all over the world. So we think we've got, pretty solid appeal for the sport, regardless of where we're at. So it's something that we're very pleased with, but we certainly want to continue that trend and support it.
And all of this really comes on the back of what has been for every sport worldwide, everywhere, a couple of years, with not much happening due to COVID and in the impact that that's been having on world sport. Can you talk us a little bit about how world lacrosse was impacted with a lockdown in COVID and how you've been able to overcome that, or if still you are, still suffering from the throes of it?
Well, we really, as an international federation that is growing quickly, we had certain growth targets and goals that really were slowed down by COVID, right? Teams couldn't play, couldn't practice, couldn't travel. We postponed our world events for about a year and a half, 2 years, pushed all of our events back. And it slowed our efforts to grow the game as well. But one of the things that we're exceptionally pleased with is we continued to grow even with COVID and added new member nations. And now that we're coming out of the COVID era, that's really starting to accelerate again. But like everybody, it slowed down revenue opportunities, it slowed down opportunities for play, it slowed down children's access to the game, and slowed down international play and travel. But we're just really happy. We had some great benefactors for our game, and we were able to continue to push through and continue to grow.
And of course, you've got the World Championships in San Diego to look forward to. How excited are you about that event, and what kind of aspects of lacrosse do you want to see promoted there to help keep that sport growing?
Well, we'll have 30 teams in our Men's World Championship in San Diego. We've had to have qualifying tournaments on every continent to narrow the field to 30, which is new for us. So that's also fantastic and another sign of our growth. The last championship qualifying tournament will take place in Asia in October, and we're also still finalizing a continental qualifier for Africa. So once our field is set, we'll have 30 of our best countries there. Obviously, U.S., Canada, and Haudenosaunee are three of the primary teams in terms of the expectation of winning medals. However, Japan just came through with a bronze medal in the World Games. So we think some other men's teams are poised to break through from other parts of the world. So it'll be exciting competition. One of the things that we're trying to do as a sport is build the profile of our events and promote them at a much higher level than we have in the past. And San Diego is kind of the first tournament that we bid out on that premise. And we've got a great organizing committee in San Diego. And I think this event will set attendance records, viewership records, and be an exceptionally exciting competition as well on the field of play.
The interesting thing is that lacrosse isn't a newcomer to the Olympics. At the turn of the century, last century, it was on the Olympic agenda and sort of fell away. How important is it for a sport like lacrosse to get back onto that Olympic rung?
Well, we think it's absolutely critical for our continued growth and prosperity of the sport at the world level. Being participated in the Olympic Games would just be an incredible boost to what we're trying to do to grow the game. Obviously, the exposure you receive from the Olympic participation in the Olympic venue is unparalleled, but the relationship with the IOC and the Olympic family and the stamp of approval that gives your sport when you're trying to gain access to facilities and funds and support around the world is just, again, something that would be critical to our long-term success and growth. But, the real reason we were participating in the conclusion is our players want to be in the Olympic Games, and we think that they have they have that dream, and we'd like to help them fulfill that dream to participate in sport's largest stage for amateur athletics and professional athletics. So we really want to help get them there, as most sports who are not in the Olympic Games want to be there as well. And we know there's a lot of competition. We have tremendous respect for all the other sports who'd like to be there. And we think the host city sport program the IOC created with Olympic Agenda 2020 is great for sports like ours to help get that exposure on the games platform. And as you mentioned, lacrosse was participated in 5 Olympic Games, having been a medal sport in 04 and 08, and then participated as an exhibition sport in 3 others, the last being in 48. So we'd love to return to that platform.
Well, that's Jim Scher, the CEO of World Lacrosse. Don't forget, you can get all the latest news from the world of sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter, produced every day, Monday to Friday. So until next time, stay safe.